What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, August 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The fall COVID-19 booster campaign will soon be upon us, and how well the new Omicron-specific boosters will work may depend on a phenomenon called original antigenic sin. Since people have been infected, vaccinated, and boosted, people's immune systems are in different playing fields, and your first exposure may play a bigger part in future immune responses. Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at The Washington Post, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're gearing up for the fall COVID-19 booster campaign. Now, what's going to happen, what's going to be different with these boosters is that they're geared specifically to the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5. They were hoping that since those are the dominant strains going on right now, it'll provide better protection for people. But an interesting thing that you wrote about, a concept called original antigen sin. Now, this is about basically how well will these new boosters work? It all really kind of depending on what you've been infected with before, the original coronavirus variant, if you've never had it and you've just been on vaccinations and boosters, you know, there's a lot that works, a lot of questions that go into how we'll react to these new boosters. So, Carolyn, tell us a little bit more about this.
So when things started out in 2020, you know, everyone was kind of on a level playing field. No one had seen this virus before, and so we were all kind of just susceptible to it. And like you said, 2.5 years into it, people have been vaccinated, they've been infected, they've had different variants, and they might have had different schedules of vaccinations. Maybe they got boosted once, maybe none times. You know, it's all over the map. And that, like, sort of texture of prior immunity is going to affect how well you respond to your next shot or at least influence it. And there's a huge scientific debate going on about what is the best way to protect people going forward. And part of that is this notion, original antigenic sin, which has such an evocative name.
Yeah, exactly.
And that comes, it was first observed, and it sometimes is called first flu is forever, which means like the first time you get infected by flu when you're a little kid, that shapes and biases your whole response to flu throughout your life. So you're always kind of like your primary flu response is driven by that first infection. That doesn't mean there is no utility to, on the contrary, to like getting boosters or that you're defenseless to the next thing you get infected with if it's a different strain. But it adds to the kind of like complexity of how things work. And it also just, I think, is a reality check on expectations. Early on, we were so lucky to have super effective vaccines that were a 100% match to the virus that was circulating. And that provided really good protection. You know, the virus has evolved and that's all changed. We're never going to have that scenario again. So the idea, like, a new booster will arrive and the pandemic will be completely over. I mean, the pandemic may be over, but the virus won't go away. It's a cool, weird immunological concept that's getting like kind of talked about in the public in a way that is not normal.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, it has a great name, original antigenic sin. And so there's two sides of the debate on that, right? So is it even worth it, right? I mean, our bodies are, depending on which strain you might have gotten, the immune response is going to gear up towards that. How beneficial will the new boosters be? The other side of it is, will our bodies create the new memories for these new strains? if you've had BA4, BA5, you know, that's kind of your basis, or the booster is going to, you know, help you make the memories, your memory cells, to fight those off. And that's an important thing, because that could very well happen with a series of boosters, you know, or as people constantly keep getting infected, we'll just kind of constantly shore up the protection to all of these variants as we keep going.
Basically, even if you encounter a virus that's pretty different than the first one you got infected with or vaccinated against, which is what's been happening with our Omicron infections. It's pretty different virus. So even if you see a kind of a new virus that's related, your body can kind of take advantage of these memories that it's created. They're not a perfect match to the new virus. There are many places that these antibodies that are kind of the front line of defense can still attach on. So maybe it's not completely blocking the virus as well, which is why many people maybe still be getting infected and still having symptoms, but still giving you that layer of defense that's on just a fast recall. So that's the good part about it, that the word sin leads you to think it's all bad. But right now what we're seeing is that even though the first iteration of the vaccine is not a very good match to the Omicron variants that are now circulating, they're still keeping people, you know, from the worst outcomes fairly well. And the idea of incorporating the newer variants into the booster is, and we're just beginning to see the evidence, so it's everything is really happening in real time. But the idea, the hope, and some of the early evidence is that if you give it this booster, it broadens that immune response in the right direction. So we don't know what the next variant's going to be after BA5 that will become dominant, but it looks as if you get your immune response kind of broader, not narrower, if you use these newer variants as the booster. So we're all still living through this pandemic. It feels like it's forever, but honestly, they've had decades of experience with flu, and it's still an imperfect process. So we're just kind of living through this interesting moment where we are learning.
Carolyn Johnson, science reporter at the Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.